Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve it, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you. Hello.
Oh,
Thank you. J.J. Harris, you have to be thankful. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are so happy.
Hallelujah. I do apologize, brothers and sisters, for we had a few audio. Well, praise the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. Yeah, we did get kicked off. I hope everyone's hearing me pretty well right now. Got kicked off. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we're thankful today. Today is Thankful Thursday. And I always like to say on Thankful Thursday, let's be thankful for the scripture. You know, I know every day we thank God for waking us up, giving us this, giving us that, da-da-da-da-da. But, hey, what about thanking God for his word, man? That is awesome. That's just like telling someone you appreciate them. How awesome is that? So when we give God thanks for his word and we find a scripture to stand on, wow. It's like, Lord, I really believe you. I'm really trusting you. Hallelujah. That's awesome, brothers and sisters. Because you know that he is Jehovah Jireh. You know he is your provider. Hallelujah. You know, you just, when you start thinking and put them scriptures, it ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like it, man. For you know that you can give him thanks for Exodus 15 and 26. That's awesome. I mean, you want to be thankful for certain scriptures that have blessed you over the years. If it's nothing but by his stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I mean, that has to be a scripture that you're really thankful for. It illuminated your life. It did something to you. It did something for you. I mean, it opened your eyes. And I know some of you all have many, many, many scriptures. All I want you to do is just share one, bless God. You don't have to share that many. Just one. Just one scripture that, hey, you heard that scripture. It was just something about that scripture just made all the difference in the world. You know, it's something in the Word of God have illuminated you and got you on, you know, got you to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this particular scripture. I know sometimes I get to thinking about God's Word and some certain scripture that just jumps out at me, how the Lord speaks to you. How he speak to you. I remember in Proverbs, the Word of God says, "Hearken unto me." Man, it was just like, pay attention to me. That was awesome for me. And I never forget it. So I'm sure you all have some testimonies, some scriptures, some testimonies out there. We're going to have a word of prayer. And after which, press one. And we want you to give God thanks. Even if you don't have a scripture, just thank him for whatever's in your heart. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. So we want to thank you for everything, first of all. But most of all, we want to thank you for your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we are a child of God. Hallelujah. We're your child. It is in your word, Father God, we learn how to get born again, not of corruptible seed, which would be our parents, but of the incorruptible seed, which would be your seed, which make us like you, in 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. We thank you. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we have forgiveness of all sin, not a few here, no, all sin, and been washed in the blood, according to Ephesians 1:7. I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Hebrews 9:14. We've been washed in the blood. I thank you for it. I honor you for it. Because it's in that, Father God, that we're able to declare and decree that we're a new creation according to 2 Corinthians 5:17 that said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I thank you. We have been delivered from the power of darkness, the things that held over our lives, and we didn't know any better. But we know now, Father God, because the new birth, we've been translated into your kingdom. Thank you for it. Thank you for redeeming us from the curse of the law of sin and death. A lot of people, Father God, haven't come to that knowledge to know that they're redeemed from the curse. Everything that's a curse, if it's offering, the people that were given an offering was a curse offering. I thank you. We deliver from that. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that for that reason, we're delivered from that. We're no longer heathens. We're no longer heathens now, but we are saints, according to Romans 1:7. We are saints. No, we didn't have to go to a Catholic church. We didn't have to go to a Catholic priest. I just thank you, Father God, that your word have declared that we are saints. And I thank you, Father God, that we have been made near or nigh to you, Father God, by your blood. We praise you for it. We honor you for it. to glorify you for it. Now, Father God, I ask you to remember those that ask for prayer and going to agree with the word of God, that by your stripes they're healed. If it's mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we declare right now, Father God, that we've been crucified with Christ, so therefore we shall live with Christ. I thank you for it. Also, Father God, I thank you for those that you ask for prayer and in agreement with the word of God and standing on that word. Not wishy-washy, but just standing on your word. Now I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. I know we had a little difficulty earlier, brother and sister, but I want to tell you, you're free. You're free. Don't let the devil think he's gotten anything. He hasn't stolen anything. Everything is working together for the good of those that love the Lord. So it's working together for our good. No, I'm right on time. I'm not late. I'm right on time. Something I maybe didn't need to hear at that moment, but I'm right on time. Something that God wanted to speak to my heart, I'm right on time. Hallelujah. Well, we're open, brothers and sisters. This is Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Press 1, and we'll let you in. Anyone would like to share a thought or whatever, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. If you have a scripture, press 1. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to declare unto you the word of God, and our foundation of scripture is Deuteronomy 30:19 that reads like this: I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God expects for us to choose life, and that's eternal life. And that eternal life is in Christ. It's laid out before you. And I think it's a good thing, brothers and sisters, when you have choices. It ain't like you're in captivity. It ain't like you're in bondage. God give you choices. Don't listen to all that, I don't even know what you want to call it, that rubbish. People say, oh, well, you know, you're a member of this church. This is where you need to pay your tithes. This is where you get fed at. This is where you need. See, they tell you all that old garbage just to get you to stay there and spend your money, which that part of it is a curse, and we'll get into that another day and another time. But some of y'all probably don't even know. That's a curse, man. Yeah. But anyway, God has freed you. John 8:32 says you've been freed. You've been set free. So you're not in bondage to anything. You have choices to make. Now, I suggest to you, make a quality decision. Let your decision, your choice, be a blessed one, because he laid before us this day blessings and curses. Choose blessing, which is in God's life. Choose the word of God. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. I just want to make sure everybody got the foundation of scripture. Anybody have anything they want to share this thankful Thursday? I'm getting ready to go on a roll here. Anyone like to have anything to share?
Good afternoon. Hallelujah. And Pastor, I'd like to read that from the Message Bible. And that's Deuteronomy 30 and 19.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I was going to read that from the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay, yeah,
Deuteronomy
sure.
30 and verse 19. Let's see. And open. It says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessings and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live and love God, your God, listening obediently to him, firmly embracing him. Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So it's our choice.
Yeah.
Let's say make a decision. Let's say see it through all the way through.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Make that decision. Go ahead on and make it, brothers and sisters, that you're going to live by the word of God. That's going to be the first decision you make, that you're living by the word of God no matter what. See, we have to make spiritual choices. We're no longer in the word of God. I mean, we're no longer in the world, but we're in the Word of God. Excuse me. We are spiritual now. See, Satan has no truth. I just need to throw this out there. Satan has no truth. He always wants to challenge the Word of God. But listen, brothers and sisters, you don't have to be fearful of anything. Fear will always keep you in the bondage. I was talking a moment ago. See, fear subjects you to bondage. So God has set us free. The law of life has authority over the law of sin and death. The law of life. So in Romans 8 and 2, I'm going to ask Pastor she'll read that. I was waiting on you guys to press one now. If not, we're just going to go on with the lesson. You have Romans 8 and 2, Pastor.
Okay. Reading it from the King James. Romans 8 and 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen.
Amen. See, so you're free because you're living under the law, under the authority of the life of the Spirit of God. That's what set you free. And you're no longer in the bondage to that. See, life casts out death. I know that's hard for some people, but in Romans 6, verses 11, well, also in verse 14, but in Romans 6, we'll go there too. Romans 6, verse 11, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Romans 6 and 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And read verse 14.
In verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Amen.
Yeah, and that needs to become a reality. See, you're no longer under bondage. You're no longer under the sin, the law of sin and death. You're not under that. You're under the grace of God, which happens to be the Spirit of God. So you have to make a decision what you're going to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Decide that God's word is true. Remember we were talking yesterday? True. You got to decide that the word of God is true. It has to be bigger than that other stuff. Okay. We're going to put a pin right there, and I think this is Evangelist Renee. Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
The pastor was asking about a favorite scripture. Well, we know mine is by his stripes I am healed. But it's pastor is so, it's so many scriptures. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
All right.
I am more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
That's so many. I'm going to stop right there. Had to put that southern accent on that there. God is good all the time. He blessed me where I still have my foot. Thank you, Jesus. Because had I listened to that doctor, it would be gone.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
By his stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I just love it. Thank you so much. See, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to not say anything when you get an opportunity like you're being given today. That's just God been so good to her. I mean, her healing have went through this broadcast. I can't tell you how many people have heard her testimony about her foot and have asked questions about it because I was telling them, you know, you could see the white meat. And it's kind of hard to look at that foot and say it's going to be healed when the doctor done said cut it off. That's one of the most powerful testimonies. You and Miracle have an awesome testimony. But I thank God for you, Evangelist Renee. I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters. In Philippians 4, I know we didn't really get into it like I want to. Maybe we'll get into it tomorrow and conclude it. But in the same way she found that verse, we got to take Philippians 4 and 8 to heart. You can find verses to help submit your will to God and manage your emotion to the point that you say, you know what? God wants my soul to prosper. God wants your mind to prosper. He wants her body to prosper. See, for her getting healed, her body prospering. I tell you what, when it comes to money and her foot, I guarantee you, people say, but they want to say, but I guarantee she better have a foot. A person that who have not been healthy, you'll give anything to be healthy. So you got to be in that situation first to really understand what I'm saying, to grasp what I'm saying. I thank God every day for his word because it's in his word where I get my strength. Without the word of God, I have no strength. I'm just like in a big ocean with no compass, with no direction. I don't know which way to go. I have to have the word of God. I have to have the word of God more than I have oxygen. I have to have the word of God more than I have my own spirit, man. That's how serious this thing is. People take the word of God too lightly. But he says in Matthew 4, you need to live by this. This means more than your food, man.
Right now.
The spirit man has to be fair. So make a decision and make a quality decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you've learned and have received and heard and seen in the Word of God, I pray that God peace be on you. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Excuse me. Again, I'm going to apologize for the audio earlier. But for those that stayed on, I appreciate you. And those that got kicked off, I'm glad you came back. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
So reading Philippians 4 from the Message Bible. For the Message Bible 8 and 9, it says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you do best by filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, effective, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Amen. That was the 8th verse.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Hallelujah.